World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, Europol announces that it has uncovered evidence of worldwide football match fixing. Mali coach Patrice Carterana assesses the strengths of semi-final opponents Nigeria at the Africa Cup of Nations.
They got young players like Moses Emunike. They got experience with Obi Mikel. They got a good coach, experience as well, who won this tournament as captain of Nigeria.
And in tennis, world number three, Andy Murray calls for further investment into doping control.
We need more blood tests and we need the biological passport, and that comes at a cost, and that's where the ATP, the ITF and the doping organisations, they need to come together and decide the best way to fund that.
More from Andy Murray later. First, though, the European Union police agency Europol says it has uncovered evidence of large-scale match-fixing in football, both in Europe and other parts of the world. Its investigation has identified more than 380 suspicious matches, including two in the European Champions League. More on this from World Football's Manny Jasmi, who was present at the meeting in The Hague.
Well, Operation Veto, as this investigation has been codenamed, is, according to Europol, the biggest investigation into match-fixing in Europe. It's covered 15 countries and 425 individuals have been investigated, and these include players, referees and serious criminals. 380 matches were involved, and not all of them, by any means, were games in the fourth divisions of leagues where only two men and a dog turn up and nobody really cares. We're talking about a couple of Champions League matches, World Cup qualifiers and European Championship qualifiers. And to these you can add 300 other matches around the world outside Europe, and two World Cup qualifiers in Africa and one more in South America are suspected. Although rather frustratingly, Europol haven't gone into details and wouldn't give names, dates or any of those kind of details. I've been speaking to the director of Europol, Rob Wainwright, and I've been asking him how these criminals go about their business.
They're attempting, and in some cases, many cases, succeeding in manipulating the outcome of football matches and therefore generating illegal profits through the betting industry. And they're doing that in very many different ways, by bribing officials, by bribing match referees, goalkeepers, for example, and betting not just on the outcome of the match, but the way in which certain matches are played and the time in which certain goals are scored, for example. So, as you know, there are very many different ways now to bet on a football match, and the criminal conspiracy involved has taken many different ways to try and generate illegal profits in this case.
To the Africa Cup of Nations now, where the build-up to the semi-finals has begun in earnest. Having knocked out pre-tournament favourites Ivory Coast, Nigeria face Mali on Wednesday, with the winners going on to the final in Johannesburg on Sunday. Will Mali beat host South Africa on penalties to reach the last four? And coach Patrice Carteron says his team will need to raise their game in order to beat the Super Eagles.
We know we have to give 100% to rivalise with this team, because they got everything. They are strong physically, they are fast. They got young players like Moses Emunike. They got experience with Obi Mikel. They got a good coach, experience as well, who won this tournament as captain of Nigeria. But you know, we have the face. We have the face, and we are so motivated, because we want to give so much love to Malian people that we're gonna give our best.
In the other semi-final, Burkina Faso played Ghana at the Mbombela Stadium in Nelspruit, despite concerns about the state of the pitch. Liverpool's Daniel Sturridge is the latest Premier League player to pull out of England's high-profile friendly against Brazil at Wembley Stadium this week. The forward picked up a thigh injury in the draw at Manchester City on Sunday. Fellow striker Jermaine Defoe is also out injured. It means that Arsenal's Theo Walcott may get the chance to play in his preferred position of centre-forward. His tally of 11 goals this season is already his best whilst playing for the London club. His future was the subject of scrutiny before he signed a new contract earlier this year, and Walcott told the BBC senior football reporter Ian Dennis that securing his future has allowed him to concentrate on playing.
It was a long process.
His future has allowed him to concentrate on playing.
It was a long process. It was difficult for both sides. But, I, you know, like I said, I always stuck with football, just continued to, you know, play well for Arsenal when I could. So in the last probably two, three games before it actually got all sorted, it was playing on my mind than it has been the whole you know, previous before that. But like I say, I'm happy it's all sorted now, and I'm enjoying playing my football again.
You're in the form of your life at the minute, aren't you?
Yeah, things are going well at the moment. I'm working hard. I'm always staying after training, you know, seeing what I can improve on. I just enjoy playing games, enjoy scoring goals, and you know, trying to make this team, you know, be the team that we should be. So that was the main reason as well for signing. You know, there's potential in this team, and I believe that I can be part of that as well.
Theo Walcott there. Now, Palermo president Maurizio Zamperini has sacked his manager for the 22nd time in the last 10 years. The club announced that their latest boss, Giampiero Gasperini, had been relieved of his duties on Monday, with the Sicilian side bottom of the Serie A table. Well, Gasperini had only been hired by Palermo after their draw with Cagliari in the third match of the season led to the sacking of previous coach Giuseppe Cennino. In tennis, world number 3 Andy Murray has told the BBC the sport needs to do more to combat doping. Earlier this year, Novak Djokovic stated that he hadn't been tested for 6 months. And Murray says that although the existing system works, further investment in doping control is required.
Everyone, and rightfully so, is being extremely sceptical about most sports, and that's why now is the time for tennis and making sure that our doping program is the strongest that it can be. We already do the whereabouts forms, which is giving 1 hour every day that we can be tested for every day of the year, you know, which is a decent start, but we need more blood tests, and we need the biological passport, and that comes at a cost, and that's where the ATP, the ITF and the doping organisations, they need to come together and decide the best way to fund that, because the programme needs to get stronger for sure.
Boxing now, and Great Britain's Carl Froch has predicted that his world title fight with Mikael Kessler will be an epic contest. The 35-year-old IBF world super middleweight champion faces WBA belt holder Kessler in a unification bout on May the 25th in England. Froch lost his first professional bout when he was beaten on points by Kessler in Denmark in 2010, and he told the BBC's Mike Costello that this fight is career-defining.
This is massive. This is probably the most important fight of my whole career. I've defended my WBC title on numerous occasions, lost the title to Mikael Kessler, then regained it back in my next fight. I mean, Mikael Kessler retired after our first fight because of an injury. He was, you know, that fight was brutal. His head resembled something like the Elephant Man when he'd finished. It was opened up like a can of beans, a big cut above his eye, and he retired. And that sort of fight was a fight that would make you seriously consider retiring. It really would. But he's back. He's back to his old best. From what I've seen in his last two fights, he's looking good, and he looks like he means business.
Well, Kessler says he is once again ready to take on big fights after a career-threatening eye injury in the Super 6 tournament back in 2010.
It took a lot, but I had time to think, and I'm back here. I feel good. I don't have any injuries, but I can feel no setback for me, and I'm still hungry. I'm hungry for a fight with Carl. I'm not hungry with a fight with some Boatler or somebody. Now I want to fight the big ones. And I told Kelle and Sauerland, and sometimes they want to have the fight, maybe fight 3-4 times a year against somebody. But I want to fight the best. I always wanted that. And that's why I have such a hard career, and maybe that's the injury. But with fighting with Carl here on the 25th, it's going to be a hard fight, and also for your health. But I also thought about that before I took the fight.
Before we go, our top story. The European Union police agency Europol says it's uncovered evidence of large-scale match-fixing in football, both in Europe and other parts of the world. Do stay with us if you can for further updates. But for now, that's the latest world sport.